Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the supernatural power of the believer. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so happy that you have joined me this morning, because as we talk about the power that we have in this new life in Christ Jesus, God has given us power. He's given us power over all of the works of the enemy. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we have been given dunamis power. As we taught in messages earlier, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God said, let us make man in our image. And so God, who is all-powerful, is a speaking spirit. And there in verse 26 of Genesis 1, he said, let us make man in our image and give him power over all of the things that he has created. And let's just read that like it is written here. Verse 26 of Genesis 1 said, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So in the beginning, God gave man dominion, and he gave man dominion and the power. He had authority in the earth realm. But when man fell, before Adam sinned, he was connected directly to God, and he moved and operated in God and fellowship with God, with continuous relationship and fellowship with God Almighty. But the fall came and he fell. Well, let's pray before we get into it. You know, we get excited about the word, but I do understand without God I can do no thing. And so therefore let's submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. I'm just the vessel that he's using, but the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and I always want to submit to him. Because of my own, I have nothing to say. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe he has a word for us today that we can take and apply it to our lives and live above all the situations and circumstances of life. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We honor you, God. We honor you, precious Spirit of God. We honor you, Jesus, because of you, we have this access to God. Hallelujah. Father, we submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to think through my mind, speak through my lips, flow through my limbs. All your word is already anointed, God. So I ask for your anointing to rest upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, that your word will go deep within our hearts and bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Hallelujah. I do bind the enemy from interfering, from the word going forth, or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, again, welcome to the supernatural power of the believer. And I am Dr. Valeria Avery. I'm so happy that you've joined us. We do want you to call in with your questions. Let us know that you're there. Call in with questions that you might have. Call in if you want to have prayer for anything. We're going to teach for a part of the time, and then we'll be open for prayer. So call in and get on the line where you can ask your questions or receive prayer. So then, we are talking about this new life. It's a new life that has given us supernatural power to operate in this earth realm. You know, when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he taught them there in a part of it, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now that phrase right there, how is this going to occur? Well, only if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior do you have that access to God and that access to the power of God that will enable you to live above the situation and above the circumstances of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let's begin to look at, well, let's look at John, the Gospel of John first, the Gospel of John, and we're going to look at chapter 15, because this really says it as it is. Because without God, you can do nothing. Jesus already told you that he was the way, the truth, and the life over in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, around about the sixth verse, it says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this is our access to God, and this is our access to the supernatural power that is available to the believer, supernatural power. Now, how can we say supernatural power? Because it is alive, connected to God. And let's read in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Let's read down a ways here. Jesus is talking here. It's read in my Bible. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purchaseth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. See, it's the will of God that we are successful in this life. It's the will of God that because of our lives, other people will see the power of God on our lives. They will see Jesus on our lives. They'll see us living above every situation and every circumstance. See, this earth system, because of the fall of Adam way back in the day, is still ruled by Satan because Adam gave it over to him. See, God gave it to Adam, but Adam, in his disobedience, submitted to the devil. And so Jesus had to come to redeem us from the curse and to redeem us from this evil that Satan has brought in this earth realm. So this is how here, the verse 3, now ye are clean. How are we clean? God doesn't clean us up with a sickness and disease. He doesn't clean us up with poverty and lack. He doesn't clean us up with any of the ills of this world, but he cleans us right here, it says in red. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word of God is what cleans us up. The word of God is what makes us, puts us in right standing with God. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that old sinful nature, sinful spirit, is buried. The Holy Spirit comes in and he gives you a new spirit. You are now a new being, new species, new being. Hallelujah. Full of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With supernatural power. Glory to God. So let's read on. Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. In other words, you've got to put this word in you because that's how you abide and do the word. See, hearing and doing. See, faith, see, this system, this God system this supernatural system, this powerful system, this adunamis power that has been given to us, operates by faith, hallelujah, in a true and a living God. And this faith comes by the word of God, hearing the word of God, feeding on the word of God, meditating on the word of God, speaking the word of God. This is how you release this dunamis supernatural power. Hallelujah. Getting the word in your spirit, speaking it out of your mouth, renewing your mind according to the word of God. Then your body will follow suit. Hallelujah. Abide in me, Jesus said in chapter 15 of John, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, Jesus said. You are the branches. We are the branches. And see, if we try to go off on our own, we are separating ourselves from the vine. We're separating ourselves from the power source. Hallelujah. And without him, well, let's read on. Jesus said again, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5, I, Jesus said, Jesus is talking, it's in red in my Bible. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Or in other words here, without me, Jesus said, you can do no thing. Get it? Jesus said this. Without him, you can do no thing. You cannot prosper. Oh, you would say, but there are people who don't love Jesus, who have not received Jesus, who are prospering. Yeah, they're not prospering to the extent. They may look like it, but they're looking over their shoulder. They don't have this relationship, this supernatural power that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, without me, you can do no thing. If a man abide in me, he is cast. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Note, listen, if you separate yourself from God, you're out there where the devil can still kill and destroy you. Hallelujah. Now, but if you have any wisdom at all, you'll stay connected to the vine. And verse 7 says, if ye abide in me, Jesus is talking, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And Jesus is here to see to it, because he says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. This is what he has said. This is what is needed to walk in this supernatural power of the believer, to walk in this new life. And let me read on down here. Verse 8 again, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, Jesus is talking, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. How do you continue in the love of Jesus? By hearing his word, by doing his word, by being obedient to the things of God, the ways of God. Hallelujah. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Notice Jesus said from time to time, he said, I don't say anything but what I hear my Father say. I don't do anything but what I hear my Father, see my Father do. So Jesus is our example. And so he is teaching us something. How to get over in this life is by operating in the supernatural power that is available to every believer, every person that has made Jesus their Lord and Savior. And so therefore, we want to abide in him. In other words, you're going to have to spend time in the Word of God to know what the Word of God is telling you, to know what the Word of God says that you have, to know what the Word of God says you can do. See, if you don't know, then you cannot enforce this victory that has been given to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we can't really abide in his love because we don't know what he's told us to do. You got to find out what he's told us to do. Jesus said he loved us. And he said in verse 11, these things I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. He doesn't want us depressed and possessed by the devil and the things of the devil. He wants us full of his joy. Hallelujah. And if you fill up with the word of God, it's going to bring you joy because you're going to be able to live above the situation and circumstances of life. Let's look at what Romans 8 says about this new life in Christ Jesus, this supernatural, powerful life that's in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, let me back up. Before we go there, Romans 6, we've already studied that portion of it, but I just want to read a couple of verses out of Romans 6. Verse 6 says, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves to sin. See, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a new spirit. That old sin nature, that old spirit that likes to sin and has a will to sin, we are now have, when you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into you, your spirit, and gives you a new spirit. The old spirit is done away with, is buried with Christ. But then look at this. Verse 7 says, for when a man dies, see that old man that you used to be, the old things that you used to do, because you are born again, you have a desire for God. Your spirit has a desire for God and the things of God. But you might say, but I messed up. Yeah, but you are not a sinner now. See, you if you slip, as you are learning what the word says, see, the word strengthens you. The word strengthens you. As you get into the word, as you read the word, as you meditate the word, hallelujah, as you pray in the Holy Spirit. Because, see, once you're saved, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into you when you're saved, but that power, supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to stand, to witness, to do the things of God, is a different experience where you ask the Father. Once you're saved, got to be saved, ask the Father to fill you to overflowing with his mighty spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, because that lets you know that you have that power. Speaking in tongues is a prayer language that God gives to you, hallelujah, when you don't know how to pray. See, the Spirit knows how to pray. And speaking in tongues, the scriptures tell us over in Corinthians that it is a pure language. It is a pure language speaking directly to God. Hallelujah. And we'll have to talk about that. We'll have to talk about that you find that in 1 Corinthians 14. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. And let's go back to verse 3. But he that prophesies speaketh unto man to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all spoke in tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies that he that speaketh in with tongues, except he interprets it. In other words, you are edifying yourself. And let's see, for he that speaketh, verse 2, in an unknown tongue, speaketh not to man, but unto God, but no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. But now you're speaking to God, that pure language that edifies God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're having just a little bit of technical difficulty here. Hold just 1 second. Hallelujah. God is good. He doesn't want this word to go out, but it's going out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. There we are now. We should be straight. So then, in other words, the supernatural power that the believer has when you are born again, the Spirit of God comes into you, the old man is buried, hallelujah, and then a new spirit is placed within you by the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah. And then once you're born again, you need to be ask God to fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit. That gives you power to be a witness for God. Remember, Jesus told the disciples over in Acts 1 and 8 that they were not to leave Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. And over in Acts chapter 1, you see when the Spirit of God came upon them, they all spake with tongues. Hallelujah. Unknown tongues. And God hasn't changed. And he hasn't changed the way that he does things either. So Jesus didn't want those disciples to go out. How much more in this wicked world do you think he wants you to go out to try to be a witness for him if you're not endued with that power from on high, that dunamis power that comes by the infilling of the Holy Spirit, a separate experience from being saved. The Holy Spirit comes into your spirit when you're saved. He buries the old man and gives you a new spirit. But then this power comes by being filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's look further. Let's look further at the life that we now have as we are given this supernatural power as a believer. Life in the Spirit. Therefore, and I'm reading Romans chapter 8, beginning at the first verse, therefore there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty or wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, because you are a new spirit, your past has been wiped away. God, you see, when you came to Jesus, you repented. God doesn't remember what the old man did because that old man is dead. You are now a new person, a new creature in Christ. Again, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty for wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is the Amplified Version, Romans 8:1. Who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. See, don't let your body rule you. I've got to have another piece of cake. No, you don't. Or I've got to go to this place that is ungodly. No, you don't. Or I've got to, you know, do what these friends, so-called friends of mine are doing that is not in line with the Word of God. No, you don't. See, when you have a new spirit, when you receive Jesus and you have a new spirit on the inside of you, your spirit is towards God. It doesn't desire to sin. So, but you have to get into the Word, of God. You have to renew your mind. The Bible says we are to renew our mind day by day. See, our mind wasn't saved and our body wasn't saved. But we have a new leadership. Our spirit connected to the Holy Spirit is in charge. Now, you can allow your mind and your body to run you. That's not of God. You're living in a wicked way. God wants you to get into the Word so much, renew your mind to the Word of God, and that will enable your mind to come under the leadership of your spirit and the Holy Spirit, and then your body will follow suit. See, don't let your body rule you. Don't let your mind rule you. The enemy will come and try to place evil thoughts in your mind, but the Bible tells us what to do with those. He tells us to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And so we have a part to play if evil thoughts come to our mind. You cast them down. No, I'm not going to dwell on that. No, I'm not going to think on that. But the Bible tells me to think on good things, perfect things. And so I'm going to think on good things. So here again, you're going to be ruled by your spirit that's in subjection to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Again, I'm going to read that first verse again because this is important. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk after the dictates of the flesh. I'm sorry, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Ruled by the Spirit, not ruled by the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life, and see, this supernatural power of the believer comes as a result of the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being. See, we're new beings, has freed me from the law of sin and death. See, in the past, before you were saved, every man born from Adam's fall, born after Adam and Eve fell, were born in sin, with sin nature. Their spirit was disconnected from God. And Jesus came to connect us back to the power source. And that's why Jesus said over in John 15 that we just read that without him, we can do nothing. He said he's the vine and we are the branches. Connected to him, we can walk and live in that supernatural power of the believer. Hallelujah. Father, verse 2 again in Romans 8. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law could not do. You know, the Ten Commandments. See, after Adam fell, God had to do something to help man until Jesus came along. And the commandments, the law was given them. But man was so frail in following the law, he messed up all the time. And that's why every year, the priest had to go in and atone for his sins as well as for the sins of the people because they did not have that new spirit within them. And so they kept falling off, falling, you know, backsliding, in other words. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, in verse 2 again, the law of our new being has freed me from the law of sin and death. For God has, verse 3, for God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh. The entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. See, without the Holy Spirit could not come inside man until Jesus completed the work, until Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus came. Jesus, of course, we know, was God incarnate. who came to save us from our sins. Hallelujah. He loved us so very much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even when we were sinners, God loved us. And so, therefore, that's why he sent Jesus. Hallelujah. So that we could live. He knew that man was frail and couldn't do it on his own. So he sent the law, and man still couldn't make it, you know, because he did not have the spirit, the new spirit. And so he had to send Jesus to pay the price, to shed his blood, so that we could have this new life in the spirit, so we could have this supernatural power of the believer. So he sent Jesus. Jesus lived on the earth for a while. He lived a sinless life, and he was born with his spirit was connected to God from the beginning, because he did not have the sin nature. The blood of a child determines gives them that life, and so that's why Jesus had to come through the Virgin Mary to have a body, and the Spirit of God came upon her, and Jesus was birthed. Hallelujah, glory to God. A sin without a sin nature, he was connected to God by the Spirit, and he too. See, this lets you know you definitely need to be, after you were born again, you definitely need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because Jesus didn't even do any miracles until he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, he had a spirit connected to God when he was born because of the blood. His blood was from God. It was not from a man. He was not fathered by a man. He was fathered by God. The Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Mary, and she conceived, hallelujah, Jesus with a spirit connected to God. But then as he grew and began, before he began his ministry, he was then endued with power, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit coming upon him, giving him that dunamis power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read again verse 3 of Romans 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man, without the Holy Spirit, sending his own son in the guise of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin. God condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued, he overcame, he deprived it of the power over all who would accept the sacrifice. That's powerful. That is powerful. Do you hear that? Here it is. God, thank you, Jesus. That is so powerful. Here. God condemns sin in the flesh. Now, when he condemns sin in the flesh, he's talking about in this life. See, if you receive Jesus, you are free. He said it right here. He condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued it. He deprived it of its power to all who accept the sacrifice, to all who would accept Jesus, to all that would make Jesus their Lord and Savior. So then, this tells you right here, all of the works of the enemy. See, Satan, when Satan came into this earth, when Adam fell, he was separated from God. We said that. But here's what came in. There, sickness, disease, corruption, and all the evils that you see in the earth today were as a result of the fall of man. But we are to rejoice. Because when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you walk in this that was purchased by the shed blood of Jesus. Salvation, soteria, nothing lacking, nothing broken. This is supernatural power of the believer. When you receive Jesus, you're put back in right standing with God. You are connected to the power source again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are connected to the power source, and it says here of God through this sacrifice of Jesus, through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he subdued sin in the flesh. He subdued sickness that's trying to steal your life. He subdued lack and poverty. He subdued all of those evil that the enemy tries to bring upon us in this lifetime. Because, see, once we go to heaven, there's none of that stuff up there. Hallelujah. It's just a worshiping and praising of God that goes on up there. He said he dries all of our tears. Hallelujah. Heals all of our. We don't go to heaven sickness. There's no sickness and disease in heaven. There's no lack and poverty in heaven. It's down here on earth where we need Jesus, where we need that power to live above the situation and circumstances of life. He said here, God, glory to God. I just get so excited when I read this. God condemns sin in the flesh. We're talking about in the flesh in this day, in this time. Yes, prices are going so high. Yes, all the terrible things, murder and the terrorism and all that. But God has subdued those things in the flesh. God is our protection. See, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. See, nothing out here that the devil has can harm you as you stay under the shadow, as you stay in the Word, as you submit to the ministry of God and of the Holy Spirit that is here. This is his dispensation now. He operates according to the Word of God. The Bible says, the Spirit of God will hear from God. He'll tell you things to come. He'll tell you how to do. He is our helper in this day and time. Jesus was the helper of the 12 disciples, but Jesus said he must go away. It was expedient that he go away so that he could send the Holy Spirit to empower us. That's why when, you know, his disciples grew, it was 120 in the upper room, hallelujah, when the Holy Spirit fell, hallelujah. So many have been won to Christ since then. And so the Holy Spirit is unlimited in where he can be at the same time. And so he is in every believer, hallelujah. And he will empower every believer with the dunamis power, hallelujah, so that we can live in this life free. The word here again, God condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued, he overcame, he deprived it of the power over all who accept the sacrifice. See, the enemy may be knocking at your door, but see, if you receive Jesus, you need to run into under that umbrella. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. See, if trouble confronts you, you may only need to just say in the name of Jesus. If you believe in the power of that name, oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. See, that puts God on the scene. That puts the Holy Spirit on the scene. That puts the angels of God on the scene. The Word of God tells us that he has given his angels charge over us. Each of us have angels that are sent to minister on our behalf because we're the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. That's so exciting. There's such a power, such an anointing as I am preaching this gospel today. And I want you to know that you can walk into that same power, that same anointing. Let me just pause here. And those of you, see, the beginning, the first step in walking in the supernatural power of God as a believer is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then the second step is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So let me just pray this prayer. You can be saved now, and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit now. I'm going to just pause right here before I go on because, you know, I want every person that is not saved, that's listening to my voice, to receive Jesus, because that's your first step to operating in supernatural power of the believer. And then the second step is to receive the Holy Spirit. So let's pray these prayers with me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus in my life to be Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and that he was raised from the dead, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Jesus, be Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. If you really meant that, you are now saved, and you are now a candidate to be filled with the supernatural power of God. So pray this prayer. Father, fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. I thank you that I will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. Now you can begin. Your prayer language won't sound like mine. It's a prayer language that comes from your spirit. It does not come from your intellect. It comes from your spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. This message, the enemy doesn't want to get out. He doesn't want this message out, but it's going out anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going out anyhow. Hallelujah. And people will be saved. They will be healed. They will be delivered. They will walk in that supernatural power of the believer. They will walk above the situations and circumstances of life. Hallelujah. Let's read on here your assignment. Your assignment for this week concerning this supernatural, this series of the supernatural power of believers is to read and meditate Romans 8. Hallelujah. All the way to the end. Glory to God. Let's continue to read. So that let's go back and read verse 3 again. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, sending his own son in the guise of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. Jesus died for all of our sins. Hallelujah. You see, he died for the sins of the world. And what's so sad about it, people are dying every day that have not received that sacrifice. And they will go to hell, even though the price for their salvation has already been paid. And so that's what we have to do as believers. Everyone, every believer has an assignment in life, and that is to share Jesus with somebody. That is to live your life so that people can see Jesus in you. And so therefore, you want to live your life so that people can see Jesus and want to know him, and you can share Jesus with them. Hallelujah. Again, it says, sending his own son in the guise of sinful. Hallelujah. And as an offering for sin, God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued, overcame, deprived it of its power over all who accept the sacrifice, so that the righteous and just requirement for the law might be fully met in us who live and move not in the ways of the flesh, but in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives govern not by the standards and accordance to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. See, controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, our intellect, our body. That's the lineup. You must submit to that control. I say it every day when in prayer. Father, I submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. See, we read in another session that the Holy Spirit was sent as our helper. In fact, that's over in, let's just flip back a few to John 14 and John 16. I want to look at that again. John 14, up in verse 16, Jesus is talking, and I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you. The Amplified says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. I know I want him to do all those things for me, so I submit to his ministry. This is his ministry, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit, verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Notice that if you're not born again, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to be born again first and then receive the Spirit. And let's look down at verse 16 of this same chapter. Jesus is talking. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Amplified reads it like this. But the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, Jesus is saying. See, the Holy Spirit, this is his dispensation. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says, until his enemies are made his footstool. Guess who's going to make his enemies his footstool? Those of us who are here on earth. Hallelujah. Operating in that supernatural power of believer, defeating the enemy as he comes to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You have to understand that. So Jesus said here, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me, to represent Jesus, and to act on my behalf. The Holy Spirit is here. He is in us. And if you feel with the power, you have that power. And it's to represent Jesus as you walk in that victory that Jesus has already won. See, we just read that God had deprived. We read that. He said God condemned sin in the flesh, subdued, overcame, and deprived it. You have to understand that when the enemy brings something to your door, you have to say no. God has given you power over this, supernatural power. You have to resist. The Bible says submit to God. That word submit to God means to submit to his word. Then resist the enemy, and he will flee. So you can say, no, devil, Jesus took sickness and disease. No, devil, Jesus took poverty, lack and poverty and financial defilement and debt. Jesus took sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. He took them. Therefore, I resist you, Satan. I submit to God's word. Surely he has borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, upon Jesus. And with his stripes I am healed. Glory to God. Jesus paid that price. Hallelujah. And the salvation package includes health and wealth and all of the abundance of God. In fact, we were connected back to that authority and dominion. We were connected back to God with all of the provision. God said over in Peter, he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But if you don't know that, if you don't submit to that, then you cannot resist the devil, and he will not flee from you. But if you understand what Jesus purchased with his shed blood, then you need to walk in it. You need to submit to that word that says that you're healed. You need to submit to that word that says Jesus became poor so that I might be made rich. You need to submit to that word that says all of my needs are met according to God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God is our source, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. We don't want for any good thing. There's no want to those that are in Christ Jesus. No want, no want, no want. Do you hear me? No want, hallelujah. Glory to God. I submit to that word, and I decree and declare I have abundance of everything godly and pertaining to a godly lifestyle. That's what has been purchased for us in our salvation. There's a whole package. There's nothing lacking from that package. Salvation means soteria, and there is nothing lacking, nothing broken. Your health and wealth comes in it. Hallelujah, in that package. And I believe I receive it, and so mine. Now, the Bible lets us know that we can resist it. And let's just turn over and see that in Matthew 18. Let's see, Matthew. Here we go. Matthew 18 says, King James, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, God has given us authority and dominion to bind and loosen those things. Well, sickness and disease ain't in heaven, and so we're talking about in the heavenly. That's where Satan operates. He's there looking at you to see who, checking out to see whom he may devour. But you need to rise up and say, "Not here," and bind sickness and disease from you and your family. Bind lack and poverty from you and your family. Let's read that same verse. This is Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. I just read it in the King James. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. It says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven." See, God has already deprived him. Jesus has already defeated the devil. So, in your life, you have authority. It says, again, "Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven." See, no sickness and disease is in heaven. So you can bind all of that that the enemy brings towards you. I bind sickness and disease from me and my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over me and my family. You have to lift up your voice and declare. You have been given authority. You have been given dominion over the works of the enemy. God's word says so. And so you need to lift your voice and say so also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's read just a little bit further here. Back in Romans 8, I know we've really been getting our Bible reading, and again, I want you to read throughout that whole chapter. We'll be looking at the rest of it as we go through this series. So then, let's go down. Let's read verse 4 again. "So that the righteous and just requirement of the law might be fully met in us who live and move not in the ways of the flesh, but in the ways of the Spirit, being led by the Spirit," which means that you're going to have to check in with the Holy Spirit in the morning before you go out. You need to submit to his ministry because you need him throughout the day. Hallelujah. You need to talk to him, and he will show you things to come. He will show you. The Bible says he won't talk of himself, but he will take from the Father and show it to you. Hallelujah. He knows how to do everything. He knows how to do your job better than you do. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what job it is. The Holy Spirit is all-knowing, all-powerful. Hallelujah. And he is unlimited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that the righteous, again, verse 4 of Romans 8, so that the righteous and just requirement of the law might be fully met in us who live and move not in the way of the flesh, but in the way of the Spirit. Our lives governed not by the standards and according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by it, its unholy desires set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. And that's what we want to do always. We want to be pleasing to God. We want to set our affection on the things of God and be led and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't just sense the prompting or hear the voice of God and go in an opposite direction. Submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now the mind of the flesh, which is sin and reason. See, no. You can't govern your life by what happened to somebody else. You can't govern your life by the world system. You govern your life by the kingdom of God system, the kingdom of God's rule. You see, we're ruled by the word of God. We're ruled by the Spirit of God. We're ruled by God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we operate according to the word of God. Now, the mind of the flesh, which is sin and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin. Lack, poverty, financial development, and debt. Sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. This is what we're talking about here. Both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life, see, life, and soul peace. Why? Our solical realm, we're talking about our mind, our will, and our emotion. That's our solical realm. And so, therefore, we want to renew our mind. See, this life is soul peace because we're renewing our mind day by day with the word of God. See, if you renew your mind day by day with the word of God, that will dispel doubt and unbelief. That will dispel those thoughts of the enemy because you're going to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Now, verse 6 again. Now, the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason, without the Holy Spirit is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin. Sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents, lack, poverty, financial development, and debt. Both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. Soul peace, because we're renewing our mind day by day. That is because the mind of the flesh, which is carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. The mind of the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. So then, those who are living the life, this supernatural, powerful life of the believer, so then those, let's back up, so then those who are living the life of the flesh, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to him. You cannot walk in the supernatural power of believing if you cater to the carnal nature. You are not acceptable to God if you're catering to the carnal nature. But you are not living the life of the flesh. You're born again. You have a heart towards God. You are in the Word. You're renewing your mind. You can walk in this supernatural power of the believer. It says, but you are not living the life of the flesh. You are living the life of the Spirit. The supernatural power of the believer is the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you, Spirit of God really dwells within you, dictates and controls you. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong to Christ. He is not truly a child of God. I don't ever want to be in that category. So I submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I submit to the Word of God. I resist the devil and he flees from me. But if Christ lives in you, then although your natural body is dead by reason of sin and guilt, the Spirit is alive because of the righteousness that he imputs to you. And if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ, Jesus, from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. That's a real powerful passage. A powerful passage there. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read that again. That is verse 11 of Romans 8. And if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. If you have a sickness or a disease tormenting you and you are a born-again Christian, you need to just sit back in your chair or if you're on your bed, lay back there and say, Father, I thank you that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. And right now, that very life force of God is flowing throughout my body, purging out all sickness, purging out all disease in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Just lay there. Hallelujah. Do that several times during the day, and just allow the Spirit of God to quicken. That word quicken means to make alive. Your mortal body. He's talking about while you're here on earth. This is what you call putting the enemy under the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus purchased divine health for you. So let's not walk in. He purchased abundance of life. He purchased his supernatural power. He has given us authority and dominion. He's given us the power to bind the devil from our lives. He's given us the power to apply the blood of Jesus over our lives. We have been given the power. We have been given new life in Christ Jesus. raised to newness of life. Hallelujah. Living in continuous fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is so good. He loves us so much. I want us to get a hold of this. Get a hold of this. I want you to read and meditate on this passage, this whole chapter here. Read and meditate on it because we are more than conquerors. We have been given this supernatural power to live this life according to the dictates of the kingdom of God, according to the supernatural power of the kingdom of God. He's given us ability to live above the situations and circumstances of this life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we've come to the end of our teaching today. We give God glory for what has taken place. I believe that the word of God has gone deep within our hearts, and this word of God will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Remember, now, of course, those of you who said, asked Jesus to come into your heart earlier in our message today, you are saved. And if you ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, he's done that. It is by faith that you're saved. It is by faith that you are filled with the Spirit. So go and read Acts 1 and see how those 120 that were in the upper room, hallelujah, were filled with the Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Why do you need to speak in other tongues? That is so that you can build up yourself. Jude, over in Jude, it says, Jude, verse 20 says, building up yourself in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, helps your infirmity, hallelujah. Praying in tongues also allows you to connect, speak to God, to pray a prayer. You see, most of us, when we pray, we try to pray what we think. But see, when you're praying in tongues, you're praying a pure prayer to God. The Holy Spirit is praying through you because he knows what you need to pray for. You don't even know what you need to pray for. You think you know, but God knows the end from the beginning. And so praying in tongues will put you in tune. Praying in tongues will allow you to listen to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The helper, the paraclete, the one called alongside to help. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Again, thank you for joining us today. And we give God the glory for his word. We thank God for his word. We thank God. And let me just pray for you, Father. I thank you for those that have joined in today. I thank you, Lord God, that this word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you send it. Father, I thank you that this is a great day for all of the believers and that your word will live be in them and will cause them to prosper in all that they put their hands to. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I commission the angels to encamp about you as you go about your day, protecting you in all your ways. God bless. We love you. Join us on tomorrow for Healing School at 6 a.m. in the morning. Love you much.